Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome.
Tip, baby. Thon Maker.
There we go.
They got Thon Maker starting.
You know I hate Thon Maker.
Terry Rozier. You know Danny Ainge is never getting rid of Terry Rozier.
It's his best draft pick ever.
Why does he love him so much?
He saw the potential like other people didn't.
Yeah.
Value draft pick.
Yeah. Oh, kinda Tatum like with the Tatum. Draft. It's incredible to Middleton. So Middleton, he's the Bucks' second best player.
You know what Middleton reminds me of? It's like old school basketball player. Fundamentals, mid-range game.
Yeah.
The dude can do it all. But he doesn't have that pizzazz.
He's lanky. Everyone in the Bucks is like these like wing type guys, like just long wingspan, athletic. You know, like Giannis. Giannis and Middleton are kind of like a similar player. Obviously, no one's like Giannis, but you get what I'm saying here.
The GM definitely has an idea of what he's going with.
Brogdon's a smart player. They just need like a head coach. Because I don't think this guy's going to stay.
They need another superstar.
Yeah. Another superstar. Do you think Kawhi would be a good fit, though?
Kawhi would be a great fit.
Yeah.
Another small market. People leave him alone. And he just dominates.
Well, Kawhi's going somewhere because it's clear that him and the Spurs are like, something's going on there. I don't know what it is, but he wasn't even like sitting and, you know, on the bench for the games.
Well, did you hear Kawhi's demands?
What do you mean demands?
He has demands now.
What are you talking about?
So, check this out. He wants Popovich to be lighter on the players during the practice and have more fun.
Whoa, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's part of his contract negotiation if he's coming back.
No fucking way.
I swear to God.
You're being dead ass.
I am being dead ass. So it's like, do you think really Popovich is going to change for one player? I feel like he's a Belichick kind of guy. He's going to be like, all right, pack your bags. See you later.
Right. Well,
it's legit demands.
But he's a top 10 player.
I know. But the Spurs are a system team.
Yeah.
No one's bigger than the team, so... They made him. They drafted him. You know, he might not be a top 10 player if he leaves the Spurs. You never know. Maybe he's a product of the system.
So you think he is a product of the system? Because
not necessarily, but you never know until you leave that system.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that have found success with Brad Stevens, and as soon as they leave, you never hear from them again.
Right.
So, but, and then there's some...
Like Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas was clearly a product of this system.
Well, his success was, but he was also a great player, but he's been playing hurt, and he'll never be the same again. He went hard for the Celtics, and it's one of those things where you could never hate on him for what he did. And
no.
He risked potential payout to play for them.
They're saying he lost.
Is he ever going to be the same again? Absolutely not.
No, he lost out on like over $100 million. Can you think about that? He lost his sister. And on over $100 million in within a year,
just for the pride.
Yeah,
it's
wild. To most people, that's devastating.
He was like the opposite of Kawhi. Kawhi wouldn't risk it. He didn't want to go play out there. He was the opposite of Kawhi, so that's why Celtics fan loved him. And I remember when you called me when the trade happened between Kyrie Irving and Thomas. I didn't like the trade, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, because Thomas was someone who bled green.
Yeah. No, it was so much fun watching him last year. Like, I was texting you. I was like, I'm like rooting for the Celtics right now. Like, I never thought I'd root for a Boston team. But I legit love this Celtics team. I mean, you got President Brad Stevens as the head coach. Even Terry Rozier. I mean, we're watching right now. And, I mean...
Rozier's going to get paid. He's not going to be a Celtics.
By the Celtics. Not by the Celtics.
No. Well, here's the situation.
Okay.
He's a restricted free agent. So any team in the league can offer him whatever contract they want.
Right.
And if the Celtics don't match, yes, Horford. If the Celtics don't match, then he's going to go to that other team.
Yeah.
The problem is they got to pay Kyrie. Oh,
yo, if he held on to that ball and slammed it down.
The Celtics have a big issue. They got to pay Kyrie. They got to pay Tatum. They got to pay Brown eventually. And they already have Horford on the books, and then Smart's another one. What do you pay this guy?
Well, Smart's a free agent this summer, right?
Restricted. Same as Terry Rozier. They're the same draft class.
Jesus. Ideally, you want to keep this this base right here.
Of course.
This is a fun team. I mean, when you're getting me, an avid New York fan, to like a Boston team, I mean, that's saying something. I legit love this team. Love this team. You got Tatum, who...
Smooth as silk.
I mean, after Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons, this guy is the next best rookie, and it's not even that far off. He is insane. He's so good.
Just smooth as silk. Just watch him now. His finish, his all-around game is just unbelievable for rookie. They're comparing him to Paul Pierce before the season. I was like, that's a stretch.
Nah, he's going to get better.
It really is a fair comparison.
Yeah.
If I could take Paul Pierce right now and his... Starting out at 20 years old, I'll take that all day.
Yeah. And then you have, like, pretty much a similar player in Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen's gone leaps and bounds from year one to year two. You know, I was a little nervous about that draft.
Yeah, he's a little raw. He was a little raw, yeah. But
he's worked on his game, and he's unbelievable.
He could shoot now?
He reminds me of D. Brown.
He's athletic. Well, what, because of the number?
Haircut,
and the same number. Same number. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same shorts.
Yep. Same shorts. Yeah. The high shorts.
I'm just waiting for him to break out that.
You can't see what I'm doing right now, but, you know, the arm over
there. There we go.
The
just
eyes.
Speaking of him.
Oh, here he goes. Is that Giannis?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a freak. Look at him go coast to coast. Give it back to him. Give it back to him. Brogdon. Oh, Thon Maker. Put back dunk. We're getting live. This is a fun game.
Thon Maker talks so much shit.
He's
for a guy for so little of game. He has good defense.
He's come on late this year. He sucked most of the year, and then they weren't playing him. Jason Kidd, I think, wasn't playing him. And then he's been playing now. Oh, here's Ojale. In and out.
Yeah, that's not ideal possession.
These are fun. These are fun teams. I've like really enjoyed this series. Have you watched other like?
Yeah, I'll watch some other NBA. It's tough. Like I like watching the Warriors.
But I mean,
Warriors,
this playoffs,
obviously. Yeah.
Like the Sixers Heat series.
I watched
was
the
fun
Sixers
for a minute.
Heat series. Obviously, yeah. That was fun to watch because I'm scouting out for.
Oh, is that Thon Maker?
It is.
Wow. Nailed a three there. Okay. All right. But no, this has been a fun playoffs.
Oh yeah. I haven't watched any of the Rockets. It's interesting to see the Pelicans and Warriors this next series.
Like, yeah, that's going to be fun.
They should put a test up for them.
That's going to be fun. There was some good stuff. I mean, obviously, Cavs, Pacers, Game 7 tomorrow.
I watched every game of that series.
That's been really good. I thought Heat Sixers was going to be a lot better. That ended up being kind of a flop.
They've had some close games. But
yeah, Sixers are they're scary. I think the Sixers and Celtics... Those are the two teams for the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years that are going to be a problem.
Seems stay healthy, manage the cap correctly.
Yeah, they're going to be a problem.
What do you make of the Lakers? I know you've discussed this on past pods, but are they going in the right direction? Do you think they're going to be a contender?
Well, it all depends. I mean, you got... All right, so we got Paul George, who's from L.A., who, you know, has been rumored to go to the Lakers for, you know, God knows how long. Then you got Kawhi, also from L.A., Inland Empire. He's, you know, what's going on with his situation? Obviously, the Lakers would probably have to give up, like, Brandon Ingram or, you know, someone significant to get Kawhi.
I would
plus
do
picks.
That all day.
Yeah. But the Lakers are in a good position where they, you know, they are an attractive team, obviously. Probably the most attractive team. They're pretty much like the Yankees of the NBA. I'm sorry. Or the Celtics, the Yankees. It's a good debate,
yeah,
though.
Look
like,
at the championship.
Well, I get that, but, like, the Lakers, you know, I think players want to play in L.A. over racist Boston. You know?
Whoa! Throwing out jabs like that. You know, they've been a progressive city. Things have changed in the past 5 years.
It is weird how, like, Boston, Massachusetts is normally a pretty liberal state. It's usually a blue state for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's racist in Boston. I don't get it. You know, they're yelling.
There's a simple answer to that.
Okay.
The Irish.
The Irish, yeah.
They were downtrodden for so many years.
No.
And they felt it was their place to be racist, apparently. But
yeah.
Most of the play anymore. So
yeah.
The racism had to go underground.
But you don't hear it. Well, Bill Russell, obviously, former Celtic, he talks about back in the day, you used to hear it after he's winning them like multiple championships.
I've been to Red Sox games in the past 10 years.
You've heard it at Red Sox games?
10 years ago, yeah.
Hear that in 2017 or 2018?
No, 2007.
Still, 10 years ago, you were
10 years ago. There was definitely a lot of racial undertones, and if I was a black athlete, I would not feel comfortable playing.
That's just crazy to me that was happening 10 years ago.
But I do feel like it is a lot different now, believe it or not.
Okay. Obviously, there's been a lot of racial tension in Boston over the years. But like to yell it at a game, like I just, it's crazy. Like these players are, you know, that's just mind-boggling to me. But Boston sports is in a good place right now. You got this fun Celtics team.
They've had a run that I'll never see in my life again. So I'm just soaking up every moment of it. So. Moving forward, am I ever going to see this success again? Probably not, but for now, I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
What Boston team do you think wins the championship next? Who's closest? Point, I mean, you got three out of the
Celtics,
four.
They're going to... I think they have a legit chance next
so
year.
So more than the Pats. You think they're going to win one before the Pats?
I feel like the Patriots window closed after last year.
Really? Super Bowl. Really?
Yeah, that was their chance.
Okay.
They win that... And then they could shut everything down. They unfortunately lost that game. It was a good game, close game.
Right.
You know, if I wasn't a Pats fan, I would have loved that Super Bowl.
Right.
But there just seems to be a lot of dissension, which hasn't typically filtered out a Patriots way
right.
in the past year. So, you know, it's like any empire. Eventually it will crack. And for a football dynasty... We haven't seen one of those since the 70s, like the one the Patriots have put together. So
since the Steelers.
Yeah.
Or the Cowboys early 90s.
49ers.
Maybe. But this has gone longer than...
This is longer in this has gone since free agency.
Since we were in high school, this has been going on, which is fucking
2001.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Oh my
God. So, you know, could the Patriots squeak another one out? Maybe.
Right.
But am I more comfortable with the Celtics winning one next year? Yeah, they have the talent. They are stock loaded. Assuming everyone stays healthy next year, all the major players, they could legitimately take the Warriors in Game 7.
Like Marcus Smart, they'll probably lose him. I feel like they're going to lose a few of these
guys. I think
they're
going to keep Marcus Smart, believe it or not.
So you think they're keeping the... Oh, there's Rozier. And the foul.
At this point, I am more worried about losing Rozier than Smart. Because at the beginning of the season, I would say Smart's gone. Some other team's going to overpay Smart because of his DRGT. And what he brings.
Right.
And I thought Rozier was just like a bit player, a backup point guard. But
right.
At this point, he could start for half the teams in the league, without question.
I mean, I'll take him on the Knicks. I don't know if he's a starter.
Some team that
can't shoot, though. That's his problem.
Who, Rozier?
Oh, we talk about Rozier. Sorry. No, he can shoot.
That's the
he's
thing.
All right.
So, starting of the year, I thought Rozier was going to stay. Smart was going to be gone.
Right.
Now, at this point, Smart might be gone because... He has a lot of issues. He broke his hand, punching a glass frame.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, that's what he got his L.A. hotel room.
Did they say why he did that?
Apparently got in a fight with his girlfriend where she saw a photo of him in the club with another chick.
And he punched a what?
A frame. That, you know, like if you're in your hotel room.
Have you ever done that? Like, it's such like a manly thing to do, right? Like to punch a wall or like punch something. Like I did that one time. It was so stupid. Like it's so like... You know, like, but we've all done it. You've never done it?
The closest I came was my 21st birthday. My actual 21st birthday. We were in Fairfield, Connecticut. And one of my high school buddies that a few months before taught me a trick. If you put two dimes into a Corona bottle, shake it out, and they break out, you can break it on top of someone's head and it won't hurt. So a few months later at my 21st birthday, I thought, oh, this would be a great party trick. We had like, you know, 30, 40 people over our house. I tell my best friend, Chad, I was like, Chad, take these two dimes.
Your best friend, Chad? You have a best friend named Chad?
In college, yes, I did.
Okay.
The Chad.
The Chad?
He went by The Chad.
Shouts to Chad. Big up! Hey, Chad.
I'm going to send him this podcast because he'll love it.
All right, good.
So it was one of those old school Bud Ice bottles. It was like thick as thick can be, and the ice was like ingrained in the bottle. It wasn't a Corona bottle. I was like, Chad, take these two dimes, put them into the bottle, push them down the neck, shake it out till they break out. I'm going to put this hat on and then smash me over the head with the bottle.
Yeah.
So we get all the people at the party. We're like, oh, Chill's going to bring a bottle over his head, blah, blah, blah. I put full faith in The Chad.
The Chad.
That's my first birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, give me your hat, give me your hat. You gotta wear a hat so the glass doesn't break into your hair.
Jeez.
I put the hat on backwards, I take a knee, I was like, the Chad, just do it. He winds up, jumps up, and hits me over the head. Hits the button of the cap on the top of the cap. The bottle doesn't break. And I just go, ow. I stand up, I lift off the cap, I look like a pro wrestler. Blood is like dripping down my face because the cap went straight into my skull, cracked the skull, and we have all the nursing students like wrapping me up, and I was like bleeding like crazy, and I was like, so they take me to Bridgeport Hospital, which is one of the grimiest hospitals, probably to this day.
I can imagine.
And I get like a PA or a nurse, a first assist or something. They staple the top of my head, and I was like, bro. It's my 21st birthday. I was like, can I have the staple gun? He gave me the staple gun with staple still in it, and I have it to this day.
Why have you never told me this story?
Well, you know, there's still room in our relationship to grow.
Okay. Okay. Good content. Look at Kyrie there. Do you like his little outfit there? Should have been just a little nicer. That's crazy, though. Shouts to Chad, by the way. I don't know Chad. You, but he seems like a swell guy.
Well, the Chad is a bar owner in Syracuse now.
Okay.
He is an interesting character.
So. Okay. So he's a Cuse guy?
He's a Cuse guy. He went to West Jenny, one of the biggest lacrosse powerhouses. That's a big lacrosse
college,
yeah,
right?
He won a couple state championships
or lacrosse
there.
High school.
And he's expecting to be a dad coming up.
Okay. Yeah, shouts to him. West Jenny. I feel like I've seen that at many a Dave Matthews concert at SPAC concert. Just like a West Jenny, like Penny, like, yeah, bro, fight me.
Oh, they're definitely into their West Jenny-us.
It was like lacrosse bro like fights at SPAC concerts. We going to SPAC this year, ladies?
Let's do it.
Yeah, cool. All right. So you never answered me. Who's winning first out of the Boston sports teams?
Like I said, the Celtics all the way. They got the
so Celtics run before the Pats. Pats, who have an established team, coach, and quarterback.
You got Kyrie. You got Horford. You got Hayward. You got Smart. If they keep the same team together.
Look at that. Road teams to win Game 7 in Boston playoff. The Knicks still hold sort of a record. 1973.
I think your wife just vomited.
Oh, no. Are you alright?
No, I didn't. I'm laughing.
Proceed. Oh!
There's my boy Marcus.
Marcus Smack. Yeah. You gotta call him Marcus Smack.
I'm laughing.
Right? Marcus Smack.
This podcast is going down.
No, it's going good. It's going good.
It's going
just go
fantastic.
With it. Just go with it. I can always
just ride the train to oblivion.
I can always edit
it. Don't.
Edit
no
this
need.
Out.
I think the listeners will love this.
Yes. Yes. Keep it authentic.
I think we should add a video component to this because
keep it authentic as possible. Yeah. Get the video going. Roll the video.
Just roll tape.
Yes. Producers on the show over here. What about the Bruins? Are you following hockey at all?
As we get the video content added in.
Yeah.
I am not a hockey fan. Like, I only like
but
watching
used to
hockey
be. You used
live.
To be, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Live,
me
yeah.
too. Yeah, yeah.
The strike did me out.
Back in the day.
I respect that.
Which strike? Wasn't there, like, multiple strikes?
Oh, yeah. 94 really put me out.
Yeah. You mean 94 when the Rangers won it?
I pretend to block that out of my memory.
I think it was, like, the year after that. That they went on a lockout. And then there was like another lockout I thought happened.
Yeah, so smart.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question of the night. Where is LeBron going? 2018-19 season.
Not the Celtics.
Never would want him.
So his agency, you know, he has like his own agency now. Oh, look at Tatum. Oh. How the hell did that go in?
Thanks.
Someone tipped it in. No, his agency has Ben Simmons under it. So can you imagine him on the Sixers?
No, he wouldn't do that.
I feel like him and Simmons are too similar. They both need the ball. So, like, I just don't see that happening. But can you imagine LeBron with that Sixers team? That's not going in. Yeah, Marcus Smart. Yeah, he's like a 30% three-point shooter.
Just drive it to the hole.
That's not happening. No way. No, I think LeBron, I think it's either he's staying, Philly, or New Orleans.
He's not staying.
Oh, how'd that not go in? Giannis, man.
Celtics, Boston, bitch.
Celtics are winning this game. Did you hear Gronk? What was it, this past, like a few days ago, he came out and said, basically, like, I'm here to stay and I'm not going anywhere. I talked with Belichick, he said, and everything's gravy, basically. That's what he was saying.
But if I was Gronk, I would retire.
And become a pro wrestler?
Not necessarily a pro wrestler, just a personality. He already is a huge
person. Well, he's got to work for something. He's got to do something.
I mean, can do it. He can do anything. Advertisements.
Yeah.
He can just live marketing. Like, look at the life David Ortiz had after baseball. And you'll never have to swing another bat.
So you think Gronk should be, like, a commentator?
Anything. Yeah, he can commentate.
He's not smart enough to be, like, a legit commentator.
Well, no offense, he could do color.
I'm just saying.
He could do color. That's not
that.
Yeah,
but he's, what is he going to just be like, 69?
That's not what... But that's not where he makes his money. He's into advertising. The thing with Gronk is, he's had so many injuries. Would you want to push your body through that anymore? I wouldn't if I was him.
No, hell no.
He probably has close to $100 million in the bank already.
Dude, every time he runs, every time he catches the ball and runs, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, please, like, God.
Yeah, hold on to your head.
It should be like two-hand touch. He should just lay down.
It's not even just him. It's like the other players. Like, but it's like, oh, my God, I worry about them. You know?
But
like,
he's had multiple back surgeries, even starting from college. And
right.
I've seen back surgeries on a daily basis. That stuff is very difficult to come back. And he had a lot of microdiscs, non-instrumented fusion, stuff like that, but still, I've got knee scopes, stuff like that. Like,
right.
It is difficult to come back. Like, when you have that much money, why push yourself? Why want to have concussions? Why want to, like, you were talking about Shazier earlier in the day. Like, why would you ever want to risk that chance to end up like that when you have that money?
Right.
You know, I would not fault Gronk if he retired early. He's already gonna go down as the greatest tight end ever.
He's good. He's good. Yeah, he'll get like a radio show somewhere or a podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He can do a podcast and people will listen to that shit.
If he lives in New England, he can just do New England commercials.
He's not living in New England. Would anyone shoot, no offense to you, you're from, you know, Maine and, you know, no offense. Like, do you think, like, once Brady retires, is he living in, where's he living? Brookline or whatever? Right outside of Boston?
Is
he living there when he retires? He's a Northern California boy. Giselle is from Brazil.
The issue is that you can live in New England, but it's only 6 months out of the year.
So you think he only lives there 6 months out of the year?
No, he will live there 0 months out of the year. But other people can.
Well, no, I'm saying he's
going back to L.A. or
right.
wherever
he's got a house in Brentwood.
There's no way he's staying there. Unless for some reason his kids are really bored with the school. But if I was a betting man, there's no chance. Oh, Bledsoe just got teed up.
What did he get teed up for?
Steroids. I believe.
By the way, Shane Larkin, third string point guard for the Celtics, who was, you know, Knicks didn't even give him a chance, but hey, put him with Brad Stevens, and there you go, he's a role player.
Do you know who his dad is?
Brett Larkin?
Barry.
Oh, Brett. Fuck, I fucked that up. I learned Brett, that. Barry, same thing, right? I had the first letter right.
I learned that this series. I didn't know that his dad was Barry Larkin.
Yes.
He was awesome, Barry Larkin.
He was. He was one of the better shortstops of the 1990s and 80s. Speaking of shortstops, Didi Gregorius. How do you feel about Jeter's successor being the MVP of the league right now?
Right now?
Right now.
I think Mookie Betts might have something to
Mookie
say
Betts is right there, though. I'm not going to lie. They both have great numbers. But
you're five games behind. I think it goes to the belt retains the champions. So.
Didi right now leads the league in homers at 10, RBIs at 30, and he's batting like 360-something. Mookie Betts is right there, I'm not going to lie, but, you know. And the Yankees are, what, 2.5 games behind the Sox? This is going to be a fun year. They already got in a brawl. That was fun.
We're excited. I think you're coming to a Red Sox-Yankees game, right, on Tuesday?
Yeah. Do you want to go to that, babe?
I wish it wasn't on a Tuesday.
We're going up on a Tuesday. Come on. We could do it.
On a Tuesday.
I haven't been to the stadium in a long time. I'm fiending to go to a Yankee game and watch my man Didi Gregorius. But not only Didi, we got Gary Sanchez, El Garry.
Dude, your lineup is stacked. We got Judge. There's no doubt about it.
It's
crazy. Am I scared of your lineup as a Red Sox fan? Yes. But, hell yeah. Sorry, we're watching the Celtic game live here, so don't...
This is fun, though.
We're chirping in on... We're commentating. And
this is gonna be
Wish I was at the Garden. That's my wife's favorite sport, is going to those Celtics games. Right, Kelly?
Wait, how many Celtics games have you guys gone to?
The two of us?
Yeah.
Three, personally.
What?
Four.
I've been to the TD Garden. It was fun. The Celtics fans are fun. You know, they're into it. And, you know, they were fucking with us when I went to the Knicks Celtics game. With
like
the gods.
Where's
that
TD Garden? Yeah. Parkade.
The Parkade, yeah, it's classic.
We know a male cheerleader for the Celtics, believe it or not.
Wait, what?
One of the few Ash brothers. One of the Ash brothers are a cheerleader for the Celtics.
Oh, Yanks up 8-0. Holy shit.
So we went to a Celtics game, and we actually got to hang out with a couple of the male cheerleaders of the Celtics after fact. We went to McDonald's. Where else did we go?
Wait, Celtics have Wait, the Celtics have cheerleaders? The Celtics have cheerleaders?
Yeah, male cheerleaders as well.
Oh.
We hung out with a bunch of
They're not the Knicks City Dancers, but, you know.
We partied with the male cheerleaders.
I went to a bar mitzvah growing up that had the Knicks City Dancers at it.
Was that dude loaded?
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Of course.
I thought they did it for charity.
Yeah, it might have been. But...
Your wife is the best. Get over here. I'm pausing.
Somebody has to take care of her. I don't know.
Do you guys want to come in?
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
We want to do a Jersey Shore recap.
Yeah, come on.
I can do it. I don't know if I could.
So, Sox Yankees is fun right now. Pats are probably still the favorite to win it next year. Celtics, once they're healthy fully, they're going to win it next year. Bruins, I think they're still in the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, but I've become a Golden Knights fan.
Oh, yeah. Vegas Golden Knights, I think, have become my kind of favorite team, too.
Well, when your brother drives Zamboni for him,
yeah,
you have to be a fan.
That's what's up. Oh, man. Celtics are definitely winning this game. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, we should have called your bookie for this one.
Yeah.
Money in the bank.
I mean, I like this Bucks team, but they need... I mean, this coach has done a decent job, I guess. I don't know.
But you would think they had a room to pay for someone else, but then they're paying Tony Snell like $20 million. And I don't think I've seen him score a point this series.
I don't think I've seen him play this series.
It's like embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him play.
Could you imagine paying someone $20 million? Like, that's what I love about NBA and MLB. Like, as a player, you're guaranteed that money. Like,
right.
You could show up and just... Tony Snell could decide never to play again. As we speak of him. Oh, that's Jason Terry, former something.
I can't... Yeah, wait, hold on. Jason Terry, I can't believe this.
He's like 40.
That's incredible, man, that he's still in the league. I think him and Vince Carter are the longest running guy. They both came in the 90s, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Vince Carter's playing one more year, he announced.
Yeah, with the Kings of all teams. Like, why? It's like, what's the point? You're going to come back.
Well,
you're
going to
come
back. So many different teams.
But if you're going to come back, you got to come back for a championship, no? Like, what are you doing? Unless he goes to another team.
I prefer it.
Yeah. He should come to the Celtics team. That would be funny, right? Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons hates him. Like,
oh, really? I never
yeah,
knew that.
Yeah, he doesn't like him.
Did
he
get dunked on at
one of the leagues? No, he thought he kind of dogged it a little bit with the Raptors, which I think he kind of did. He was full of himself back in the day. He was Vince Sanity.
He would be, too.
He was Vince Sanity, man. He was an innovator. Like,
I hate LeBron with a passion, but when you're 18 and you get handed all that praise...
When everyone's calling you king.
And that money, you don't know how you would act.
Yeah, everyone's calling you king. You clearly know you're a freak. You are a freak. He's a freak.
Beyond belief.
Everyone talks about Giannis and KP.
I might be the biggest dickhead in the world if someone gave me all that money and fame.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even like. I'd like walk past you and put the cell phone up to my head and pretend I'm talking to someone, or just like put the face over hand over my face. But you don't know how you deal with that fame and riches.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate the dude, but there's some things you get screwed with.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's clearly bigger than life, and, you know, obviously it's going to make you act a little crazy. Well, I don't think he acts crazy, I just, you know, the way he moves is different than most people because he's just so famous.
My biggest issue with LeBron is, like you told me before, he's very calculated in everything he does.
Yeah.
He's just fake. I don't like fake people. I don't like people that, like, he, like, wine posts. He, like, puts, like... $400 bottles of wine and all these Instagram photos and stuff like that.
So I have a theory about...
It's so weird to me. Like, wouldn't you just want to act like a normal person?
So I have a theory about the whole thing with these NBA players and wine. They're, like, obsessed with wine. Have you noticed that, right? That they're all obsessed with, like, especially red wine, these NBA players. It's like a thing. I'm not even kidding. It's with LeBron and Melo and D-Wade. I think it's code for smoking weed. I think they all want to say that they're just smoking weed, but instead they're like,
"Oh, I'm drinking." I thought they drug test in the NBA. They really smoke marijuana.
Oh, all of them smoke marijuana. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought they drug tested and the whole league was clean.
I don't know. I think these guys know ways to get around it, and no, they're all drinking wine. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying like they're like a little too obsessed with it. I don't know. I think it's them getting together, and they get together and stuff, and I think...
Oh. Now, would a guy like Aaron Baines smoke marijuana? An Australian?
Hell yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I didn't know if Australians
were into
it.
Honestly, it's the best medicine. You don't want to pop these pills. If it can get you addicted, it'll get you all fucked up. These pain pills, they're terrible. The worst epidemic in America right now, the opioids. Smoke something natural. It's becoming it's legal in Massachusetts. So
players could legally smoke.
If Marcus Smart, he was just injured, right?
Yeah.
If he was smoking weed, would he get in trouble by the league? It's legal in that state.
No, he shouldn't. Well, they want to follow the same rules for everyone, but weed is definitely a performance enhancer. Yeah. If someone smoked a big J and then they could just go and score like 100.
So you're in the medical field. What's going on with New York State and THC? It's medicinal now, right?
I think they have a medical license now at this point, but I don't think you can use it for recreational purposes.
Obviously not. Oh, there you go. There's Giannis with a shot. It's
second the first three he's made. Yeah, that's like series.
Yeah, it's the first three.
Congratulations, you made two in
seven.
It's
the first
years.
Three I've seen him make in a long time. But no, I've wondered that. So there's this place called what's it called? It just opened in Manhattan, actually, like on Fifth Ave. It's like a dispensary, like a fancy dispensary, medical marijuana dispensary that just opened in Manhattan. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's like, did something happen? Like, I didn't hear anything with New York State going on.
It's medical, you can use it.
Is it on the ballot? But like, is it like not for smoking purposes? Wasn't it for like pill form or something like that?
No, they were open smoke dispensaries where... you can use cannabis because they were talking about it up in upstate New York, Clifton Park area. But, you know, my whole mindset up with that is, do I smoke weed? No. But am I opposed to it? Absolutely not. I look at it the same as drinking. So,
yeah.
If that's all something about tolerance. You want to do,
it's all about tolerance.
And you're going to be responsible about it and you want to drive,
100%.
Knock yourself out. But, for me, it's going to be legal across 50 states eventually. So just accept reality and move on.
Is it though? Like, there's certain states where it's just like they think it's like, you know, they act like it's like crack or something like that. It's crazy how the South thinks opposed to, you know, Northeast, the coast basically.
But it's funny. Like, you look at things 20 years ago, you would think it's a wild situation. And I was doing homework with my wife's younger sister, and they were talking about like gay marriage, and I was like, in the 90s you would laugh at someone if they're gonna have gay marriage or something like that, but like
now it's
nowadays
the norm.
It's the norm. And then like you don't think twice, and it's like, well, why wouldn't you let someone get married if they want to get married? Like, that seems so backwards. So now, like, when you look at laws, or if you look at laws 100 years ago, 150 years ago, you look back at them and you're like, well, what were they thinking? Why wouldn't you let someone that are in love get married? So
yeah,
it all depends on perspective. But yeah, of course, within all 50 states will legalize it eventually. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the biggest thing with it is it's a monetary thing. Like, once states realize like how successful Colorado is with it, they're going to want to jump on the bandwagon, because the one thing the government loves is money.
Yeah.
Never mess with their money.
No.
As the situation knows.
No.
Don't ever steal from them. Because they will come after you with the hammer of the god.
Yes, they will. Yeah, we was watching.
And that's the one thing I learned.
Yeah, we was watching the Jersey Shore, and Ronnie is back at it, cheating on a female.
And drinking the Ron juice.
Yeah, drinking the Ron juice. It's a little too much.
And we're drinking some Ron juice tonight.
Yeah, we're drinking some good beer, man. This is, what, 12th? Lagunitas, 12th of Never Ale. We were drinking...
some Boom Sauce.
Boom Sauce, which I'd never heard of. And then what was the first beer we drank?
The Sloop Juice.
Wait, the what?
Sloop Juice.
Sloop Juice. Okay.
Some Sloop Juice.
Okay.
Check them out.
Yeah.
I highly recommend
them. Yeah, all hoppy stuff. Obviously, IPAs, that's, you know, beer of choice.
So, Tony, I know last year we played golf together.
Yes.
It was one of the first times you've been out.
On the course, for sure.
On the course, yes. Yeah. He's driven the ball. Yeah. Don't think, ladies, don't think he hasn't driven the ball. He's been to putt-putt. This kid's got some short game.
Yeah.
But as for being out there, oh, come on, Rosie. This kid has some game. So have you been playing more golf lately?
I have not. Well, obviously, we live in the Northeast. So unfortunately, I've not been able to, practice my game much. After you and I played, I got on the course a few more times. And I actually played better than... Well, actually, no. The time after you, I went to... babe, what's the one your dad goes to?
Western Turnpike.
That's a hard course.
Oh, that's one of my course.
Have you played there?
Three nines. It's really awkward. They have three nine-hole courses, so there's...
Red, white, and blue?
Oh, yeah, both.
But no, that course is tough. So I played on Father's Day with Rick Barry, my father-in-law, my actual father, Mikey, and... Rudy. Right. Brother-in-law, yes. Good call. I was horrible. It was bad. I hit the flag on one hole on a par three, which was amazing. It was exhilarating, actually. I threw my freaking club. I was like,
that's what's best about golf. Yeah, it's so addicting. You hit six bad shots, you hit that one great shot. Mm-hmm. You're like, I should be able to do this every time.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was some good things happened. And then I played down in Long Branch in the Jersey Shore back in October, and I probably golfed my best round ever. I don't know. It's just, it's fun. Like you said, you don't have to be good at it. It's fun.
And I think what I like about golf really is I like being out in nature.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, you're stuck in an office or you're stuck, like, in a building or doing your work. And, like, literally I just sit out there and, like, I'm one of those people that always have podcasts. I always have Stern in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't play anything. I just go out there. Hit some balls, play. I walk 9 by myself, I'll walk 18 by myself. It's like really enjoyable. And then there's those other times where you get like 3 other dudes together, bring a cooler beer, you can't beat it.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter what you shoot,
yeah.
It's all about having fun,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Do whatever out there. Look at Giannis, the guy's a freak. Oh, I think that was kind of a foul, Tatum.
So that's a foul, too.
Celtics winning this. Man, he's got... Tatum has a crazy wingspan.
You know what's crazy to me with Tatum is he already has a Nike commercial.
Right.
And he's a rookie.
Yeah. He's the real deal, man.
I know, but he's in a commercial with Kyrie.
He's top 10 potential. He's in a few years, he's going to be a top 10 player.
But if I was Celtics management, I'm like, you're not doing that commercial.
Right.
He hasn't even played a game yet, and he's in like a commercial with Kyrie.
Oh, well, Frank Ntilikina, Knicks first round pick, they had a huge billboard of him. They had a huge billboard of him on 34th Street for like a month or two.
Why?
Because it was right across from the
garden.
Did he
sell tickets?
Because it was right across from the garden. He was their lottery pick. And Frank, don't get me wrong, he's going to be a great, he already is a great defender.
But
offensively, he needs some time.
You need to prove yourself.
Yeah. So the Knicks, who do you think is going to be the Knicks? Head coach. They've interviewed probably everyone. They interviewed me the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I just got.
What type of offer did they offer you?
Well, they didn't offer me anything, but
private jet, right?
I told them I'd play defense and always talk good about James Dolan, the great owner, the great man, James Dolan.
Yeah, he is the best, man. If that guy offered me a job yesterday, I'd take it.
Oh God, I hate him. But anyway, Knicks have interviewed.
I heard he's really good at Pearl Jam covers.
Wait, is that for real?
Yeah,
wait,
dude.
So JD and the Straight Shot? Because I've always been wondering, what the fuck? Like, who goes
you
to those shows?
You should hear his Yellow Letter better.
Wait, you've heard? Wait, no way.
Oh, dude, I love it.
You're not
He's
being...
better than any better.
You're not being serious.
Every day I'm serious, believe it or not.
JD and the Straight Shot. Everyone in the 90s. No, that guy is the devil. I hate him. And, like, how would Celtics fans who have a history of...
So what you do when you have an owner like that, you quit. You don't go to games. You don't buy merch.
It's not going
to
happen, though.
Why?
Because there's too many fake fans. There's too many fake fans who probably are in cahoots with Dolan. Dolan gives them free tickets.
Don't buy season tickets.
It's just New York is different like that. It's like everyone wants to be seen
Boston
at the game.
Boston doesn't put up with that shit.
Well, Boston's blue collar. Yeah, it's different. Like, if this was happening to the Celtics, it's different because everyone's blue collar. Wow, what a steal. Look at that. Marcus Smart. Oh, to Horford!
Yes,
sir. Wow! This is why
take that timeout, Milwaukee.
This is why I like
take that timeout.
Look
at that.
Look, this is why I like this Celtics team. Oh man.
Sorry, I have a baby sleeping, but I'll allow it.
Shouts to
Baby Bolton.
Shouts to Baby Bolton. Big up.
He killed it at the baby shower today.
Yeah, he did. That was sick.
Absolutely destroyed it. Oh, our friend did an eating challenge today.
Yes.
Did you want to describe that?
Yeah. The biggest burger I've ever seen. This thing was, what, the size of like two heads, basically?
It was a five or six pound eat. So between the onion rings, french fries, burger, coleslaw, mac and cheese, it was 6 pounds.
Yeah.
You're eating 30 minutes. But the catch was...
and if you eat it in less than 30 minutes, it's free.
Free. But the other cost was $50. So you're basically wagering $50 on yourself that you're going to eat 5 pounds of food.
I love Travis, but you know what his problem was? I think he was talking way too much during it.
He should have just stayed focused.
Yeah, it's like, Travis, stay focused on the food. Like, he kept turning around and conversing. Everyone was, like, conversing with him, like, how's it going, man?
The
like,
whole the waitress would come up every 5 minutes. As soon as they brought it out,
yeah,
it was impressive. But, like, we asked the waitress, and she was totally baiting him into it. She was like,
yeah.
She goes, oh, you can do it. You can do it.
You can do it. Only five of
$50 bet.
Only five of 200 people have done it. But you can do it. You can do it. Yeah.
You're one of those five. And then the best part of it was Travis failed. Gallant effort on the dude's
hand.
And he did.
Yeah.
Much bigger man than me. Yes, Terry. But she told us a story where a dude came in four times.
Great success.
He has bet $50 four times. Have lost, and every time he has a different gameplay, he keeps losing.
Yeah,
and then she's like,
"The bun, it's the bun every
and she
time."
Goes, next time you're gonna get it. Next time you're gonna get
it. Yeah, it's that freaking bun. Because
who doesn't all you can eat challenge? It's
like four times. All right, I got a different strategy this time. It's not working, dude.
Give it up.
So what Travis did was he ate the whole burger. He ate like almost everything.
It was steaming.
But the bun.
Burning his mouth during it. I was like, go for the fries, man. Go for the fries.
Yeah. The bun was like insanely big. He wasn't eating any of the bun. What he should have did was just cut it up with the bun on top of it. Instead, he left the two buns for.
No, you do a special request. You tell him to put the bun on the side. That's a rookie mistake.
Can they do that? But then you still got to eat the bun, though.
Still got to eat the bun, but it's not going to be soggy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Jalen's hobbling.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you asked us to come over and talk. Are you going to talk to us?
They're staring. Like they've never seen us before.
That's always our biggest issue. It's communication. Kelly says I don't talk enough.
Really?
You know why?
Katie says I talk too much.
That tube is always on. That boob tube is just blasting sports at all times during the day. It's how much sports can you watch? I don't know.
Well, that's...
It's always playing.
There's not a chance that Teal watches more sports than Tony.
No, he beats me.
There's
he
not
watches obscure games. He watches like teams I don't even care about. Like I only watch teams I care about.
No,
like,
that's garbage. You're watching Miami Heat the other night. You don't
care. That's your team, though. That's
you say
your team.
It's my
that's
team, your team to keep it on. Yeah. You're like, no, baby, you like Heat this game. When I was 7.
Okay, I'm scouting out. I told Tony. Wait, scouting out Miami
wait, how
76ers
old are you?
Series.
What? How old? We don't do that here.
You're 30, obviously, because you're the same age as my
a
wife.
A gentleman never asks a woman's age, by the way.
Okay, well, she's 30.
I look younger, though.
Okay, so when you were 7, that was 23 years ago.
No.
If my math
was
right.
17.
So what's 20?
17.
No, 7.
No, 7, she said.
You went at 7 years old?
So what's 2018 minus
Lonzo Mourning.
17? So 2001. No, what the fuck? Oh, my God. 2018 minus 23, I'm sorry.
How many beers?
1995, yeah, sorry. So 1995. So, Alonzo
what?
Mourning. I hated that Heat team. I hated them. That was,
I did
that was
a nice, like, cut-off jersey look.
Okay, that was like Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway, like...
Yeah, I was definitely young. I remember this because my dad always wanted a son. I was a firstborn, but I was a girl, but I still was the
son.
Son
now.
So, yeah.
Are you kind of tomboyish when you were young?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding? You've never seen pictures of her? When
Let's
she was younger?
Wait, what sport? So you played baseball instead
you
of softball?
Throw on some jeans.
And then poor J-Tom, you were like...
Mrs. Cheerleader.
Then I became Girly Girl.
Get beef!
Okay.
There's a whole transformation.
So what age did that happen?
There was an aha moment when boys actually started to look not like little girls.
Right.
That you were like, oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. And everyone's the same. Oh, my God.
And I think it just got to a point where J-Tom was just like, all right, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Nike high top sneakers.
Nike high tops?
Yeah, I mean.
Like Jordans? You ever have Jordans?
Converse Jordans. High tops,
yeah.
But they were pink.
I was the tallest really? In my entire class in fifth grade.
Or maybe they were
I
purple. Was, we need to know.
Wait,
I
you
was,
were
like,
the tallest?
Taller than the boys, yeah.
Wait, were you guys in the same elementary school?
No.
No, we met in middle school.
Sixth grade.
So who was in your elementary school?
Alex.
And who we were at the baby shower today.
Of course. Yes. Everyone's having babies.
Since I was five.
Everyone's those babies out.
Everyone's having babies.
Let's. Notice. That's like a whole another podcast because now that I'm a mother that has experienced it, there's some real stuff people don't talk about.
Like what?
There's podcasts for like
drug-free labor.
Okay, plug it.
No. There's a whole
just plug it. Let's go. I want to know.
If you're having a kid, drug-free labor is fantastic.
I want to know. Drug-free,
just do
why?
It.
Wait, you're supposed to
try
take,
it.
Do people take drugs when they're pregnant? I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what.
No, drug-free labor. You know what labor is?
Yeah, labor.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You're in labor,
so
yes,
labor,
you're
which you get the shot
drug. Got you. Labor is only a little part of the pregnancy.
I don't want you to downplay it by saying
what's labor.
Like the end of the pregnancy.
No, labor is when you're giving birth.
Yeah, I just said the end of the pregnancy. Isn't that essentially...
We're
that
getting
yeah,
great
but the way that
Tony's
you're saying
home.
It,
yeah.
I feel like...
Wait,
oh my God,
do I have to study this stuff?
Podcast when we end.
Did she make you read, wait, did she make you read books?
I've read so many books.
Are you
so many
no,
many
did he read one book?
Not one.
Not a paragraph.
Not a sentence.
Yeah. My friend's husband is going to like this daddy class, how to be a daddy class or something.
Everyone absolutely
what?
Should be required to take a course in parenting or like a what the fuck is coming next because
I think
wow.
dads
have this baby and then you're like, what do I do? Who
listen.
Put me in charge?
Unfortunately,
put me in charge.
Baby Bowling came a little early.
I don't want to make this
and
decision.
I missed Lamaze class, but
we
Kelly already
Lamaze.
Delivered. And our Lamaze class that we signed up for
was
walking through our hallways. I was like, oh, I was supposed to be with you guys. Hey, here I am.
I was like, I
so like,
to be
yeah, how's it going?
Early.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's all good.
I'm strolling around in my robe and there's all these like pretty pregnant ladies.
But here's the deal. I had a brother when I was 13 years old, so I learned everything I needed to know. I changed diapers. I swallowed him.
Look at you.
Tony has had no baby experience.
Zero. Zippity do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Changing a diaper.
You should just like go creepily to a daycare for a day and be like, can I watch?
That's too creepy.
That is creepy.
That's too
can
creepy.
I play?
Too creepy.
That's right, Teal. You did. You have real life.
I had real life.
Same with me though. Isn't that funny? I had a sibling when I was 13 years apart.
And now this mofo is like bigger
26.
Than I am.
It's just every 13 years, surprise, Kelly, you're gonna be a sister again.
Ta-da! But that's great. That's great. That's fun, though. You know,
mm-hmm.
More fam. Oh, get that steal. Oh,
more life.
Yeah, more life. Yeah.
Go Celtics.
Whoa.
I'm a Celtics fan, Teal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm a Utah Jazz fan now.
I'm
so.
Just kidding.
No more. I'm not a
delete wifey comment.
I'm not a
delete wife comment.
I'm honestly not gonna get mad at you for not being a Knicks fan.
I'm not.
What's the point in being a Knicks fan?
Am I allowed to say that I'm just not an NBA fan on this podcast?
The Garden's fun.
That's,
I like
yeah.
being at the Garden. It's like good energy.
I
oh,
love going
yeah.
to games. Like
yeah.
I love going to the Knicks.
The Garden's
games.
The best.
I just
yeah.
don't. I don't know. I just can't get into it. Like. Football.
But if the Knicks were good like the Warriors, you'd probably be really into it. Like
yes.
how the Warriors are good.
Then that would mean that I'm like front runner.
Think about our cheerleading days.
But still,
we had
you...
the best high school basketball team going, and it was the
Gilderland?
Most amazing
Gilderland.
It was the most
wait,
amazing.
I quit cheerleading before I got to varsity.
Wait, Gilderland
basketball.
Had a good basketball team?
Yeah.
Yes,
really?
So
you
good.
Can confirm this?
I wouldn't say it's the best in the state. I would say it's the best in Gilbert.
No, but after
we
graduated,
we had
wait,
the best team in Gilbert.
Yeah.
Wait, so not the best team in the
oh,
region?
Cheerleading, they were great. the are you talking about
basketball
team?
Or
no,
cheerleading?
She was talking about basketball. Our cheerleading team. Were...
The cheerleaders were amazing in competition, and the basketball team was amazing as well.
So the basketball team was one of the best in the Capital Region?
Absolutely.
Really? No, I just got the eyes.
I remember already in college at Glens Falls Civic Center for... Like,
well, that's what, yeah, that's what the, that's where the state championship would go down.
Yeah, it's, I remember going up there, Glens Falls Civic Center.
Yeah.
Cheerleading there because I
D-E-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E-N-F-E
Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah, of course. No. Sure. Yeah.
Every quote did I hear was from Forrest Gump.
Well, let me tell you, Forrest went through Forrest
Gump. How do you mix up a Jim Carrey quote with Forrest Gump is what I want to know. What did we say earlier?
I don't remember.
Hold on, it was funny.
Oh, it was the Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying this? I like it a lot. You thought that was Forrest Gump?
Kind of sounds like it.
You never know what you're going to get. Is that what you're talking about? Like, life is like a box of chocolates. Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, I got the funniest little gift of Forrest Gump with a holding a Genesee beer can. It's like, Jenny!
Oh, man. Genesee. Oh, that beer was
It
gross.
All comes back to the beer.
Sorry. We all drank that beer, except for you, probably. You went to school in the South. You probably didn't drink that shit.
I never drank Genesee.
Yeah, you did. No. You probably did at some point.
No, I was in a sorority. You know, I had the utmost respect, and I was polite, and floated around campus.
So you drank no shitty beer in college?
I didn't drink.
Get out of here.
I wore sundresses.
And right.
And my letters at all times.
You were just drinking wine spritzers and
That's high on life. It's a whole nother topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Cow Pie Bingo. Have you ever heard of that?
What is it?
Cow Pie Bingo. That's something we did in the South.
No.
Never heard of that in my life.
You literally go to a frat house who in their backyard fenced in a cow and has gridded the ground.
Okay.
And you buy a square and you're cheering on a cow to shit on your number. And you
did
wear
you
your
really
cowgirl
do that?
Yeah, you wear your cowgirl boots with a sundress and you go to Cow Pie Bingo.
This is a thing that happens.
Yes.
Even at East Carolina?
Yes, East Carolina.
I feel like they weren't like hillbilly.
In Plattsburgh, we just drank a lot of beer and played beer pong and flip cup.
I mean, Plattsburgh was very rural.
Funneled and just the basics.
Pig pickings.
Plattsburgh was wild because, by the way, as I'm wearing a Plattsburgh shirt, coincidentally, this wasn't planned, but it was really like a crazy place because you had people from all over New York State in one place. All different types of people. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool. That's how I met this lovely woman sitting across from me.
Aww. Let's talk about your romance.
Yeah, let's hear how the love story.
How did you meet? At Plattsburgh State.
Where? When?
I don't even remember.
So
at some house. At 92 Court, right? 92 Court? 92 Court, right? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably?
I don't remember.
When
you know,
did you know she was the one?
Yeah.
2 years later?
You look exactly the same.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
These two are smitten.
You really don't age. It's amazing, actually. What's your secret?
Tell us.
I don't.
We're gonna whisper real low. Tell us your secret, Katie.
I don't have a secret.
Botox.
Nope.
Botox. Speaking
of Botox.
I don't
know. I feel like I age.
Half the Jersey Shore cast is Botox, right?
Ugh, and the duck lips.
Yeah, what a JWoww and Nicole. Snuck. Sorry, she's not Snooki anymore, she's Nicole.
You have to call her Nicole.
Call me Nicole.
Your name is not Nicole when you look like a Snook.
You're just a loser from Poughkeepsie.
Thanks, Sheila. Oh yeah, Ronnie's.
Yeah. Jabari Parker, wow, hitting the shot.
So he's a restricted free agent as well. Oh, no sports, sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Touched a little
bit. Yeah.
Katie, I poured you a mighty big glass of wine and you seem to finish it. Any comments on that?
I'm not quite done yet, but almost, and I'll probably finish the bottle. Maybe that's my secret. Everybody thinks that alcohol ages you, but I don't know. I drink a lot of wine,
yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's my secret.
But isn't wine good for you? Isn't wine good for you?
Red wine is good for your heart.
It's good for your heart.
White.
Red, yeah.
White has a lot of sugar.
Every night.
White has
red
a lot of
wine dinner.
So you're a red wine drinker.
I'm a red wine drinker. I want to like white because you can put ice cubes in it and chill it, but sometimes I just put ice in the red.
Well, that's
don't put ice cubes
in
my wine.
It's very Jewish.
It's chilled.
Of you. Yes.
It is.
That's what her mom, who, you know, by all means should be Jewish. Her father was Jewish.
Yeah, not religiously, but
Yeah. And she does that for sure. I've never done that. I'm a red wine drinker.
But
you don't put ice. We chill red. Yeah. But not as chilled as white.
You don't put ice in white wine. It's already chilled.
Maybe you just like, I don't know. It's cold. You know, when it's like clanks, it's like a whole, like, it's the whole environment that you're trying to enjoy with the wine there.
Yeah.
I'm obviously a sommelier, so.
Shabazz Muhammad, get out
of here. Oh! Jason Tatum, what?
Oh!
Dude, he is so good.
Filthy.
Man, I'm jealous. I really am. Paul would always, you know, he's asked me this a bunch of times. Would you trade Tatum and Brown for Porzingis? No. Or would you trade Porzingis for Tatum and Brown? Would you do that as a Celtics fan?
No, all of us.
No, well, that's a good question because because you're paying for a contract of one compared to two. So maybe you'll have some more flexibility. But as a combination, would you trade two players with just as high of a ceiling? Or maybe not as high as Porzingis, but a very high ceiling? Would you trade that?
I don't know. It's like damn if you do, damn if you don't.
I would rather have two very good players than one great player.
Than one great player. Yeah. So you're saying you would not trade them for Porzingis. Okay.
But it all comes down to contract.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, ladies. Sorry. Proceed.
I actually like blocked it out. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some popcorn.
My ears weren't even hearing. Sports bot.
Let's do it.
Let's play some Scopa. All right. You want to end the podcast? Scopa. Let's sign off.
All right.
We're going to go have a night of popcorn and Scopa.
They're having us.
This has been fun.
Semi-debut.
Thanks for your...
This is fun. Let's do it again.
Pod debut.
Now you can just edit me out completely.
Keep me in.
Hey, adios.
Bye, Teal.
Bye, Teal.